My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
To Willard and Dibbs.
It's a great question.
That's a great question.
And that's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, you want to be amazed? You ready to be amazed?
Let's do it.
You like being amazed? You like that? I love this. You want to know who's cruising around on the practice field today with the 49ers?
I have no idea.
Ricky Pearsall.
That's awesome.
He's just out there.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't even appear to have, I mean, maybe he's got some bandages, I would imagine, or something under his t-shirt. Looks completely normal.
Wow.
Cruising around, hanging out with his teammates while they practice and get ready for Monday night. It is Thursday. He was shot in the chest on Saturday.
Yeah, 5 days ago. Just remarkable.
Wow.
I mean... Wow.
Wow.
Power of healing and the luck of the draw in this case, that it was an entry wound and an exit wound that apparently didn't cause any internal damage other than, I don't know, being shot.
Yeah, like I would imagine.
Been shot.
I don't want to assume there's no emotional damage, because that would
for sure
freak the bleep out.
Right. And let alone, like, and Doc Pandya did such a good job on Tuesday of describing the internal stress and the energy that's given off when a bullet rips through your body. It's not just an entry wound and an exit wound, but it's the, I would imagine, the heat and the energy of the bullet physically passing
sure.
through tissue and vessels. And even if it doesn't hit arteries and organs, you still have tissue and blood and vessels and all the rest of it. And so there will be a significant amount of internal healing. And Doc Pandya also did say that a gunshot wound, you usually don't stitch it up. So I'd imagine he still has, ostensibly, Mark, somewhat of a hole in his body.
Yes.
If not two.
Yeah, no, I don't think that just closes up in 5 days.
No. Yeah. So there's that, too. But, yeah, man, that's great news that he's cruising around.
Incredible. Is this quote true? I don't want to misquote Kyle Shanahan. I'm seeing this online.
I thought maybe we had the sound up there.
No, we do have some. But did he say that in talking to people at Grandy, you'll probably know. Did he say in talking to people at the ER... usually out of 100 people, only 2 people survive that. That's an accurate quote. Did you hear that?
2 out of 100 survive.
Survive.
A chest wound.
Let alone go to practice 5 days later.
I mean.
2 out of 100 survive something like that. And dude's cruising around with baseball cap and a t-shirt on in Santa Clara in the heat today.
It's incredible. I mean.
Wow.
I would attribute that to not only a higher power if you indulge, but also to being young and extremely physically fit. That's got to help the healing process.
I'm sure that the physical fitness absolutely helps. He's strong. Yes, whatever you want to call your spirituality, like,
sure,
you're just positive thinking, your belief in something, whatever. But yeah, there's a little bit of luck in there too.
Yeah,
there's a lot of luck in there. Good
no
job,
doubt.
Good job, Grandy.
Well,
Grandy, if
for the radio audience, we have a banner that hangs behind Mark Willard,
and
this banner has fallen.
I'm annoyed.
What emotion are you feeling right now as you try to hang that sign, Grandy?
I feel like Sisyphus rolling the rock
up the hill. Yes, and it's
can't do it
for the people who can't see it on YouTube. He's trying to hang a banner that hangs behind Mark for the YouTube and the Twitch audience. But what you also probably don't know is that this banner has now fallen 37 times since its inception. Yet we, as a radio group, have not come up with a different way to affix this in a more permanent fashion.
I really appreciate you bringing this up, because the definition of insanity is what?
Is to repeat yourself. And Grandy, using the Sisyphus example, which is too highbrow for even me, let alone our audience.
Yeah, I don't even know what the hell he was saying.
It's a Greek myth where the dude rolls the rock up the hill and it falls back down and he does it again.
Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
That's the definition of insanity I was
Sisyphus.
Looking for.
Sisyphus. Yeah, your boy Sisyphus did that with his damn rock.
Okay, so I believe we've reached the level, because we've been here for what, about a year now?
That's a solid year, I think.
Year?
It feels about right.
Yeah, so I would argue we've reached the point of insanity with the idea that this banner is going to stay here with two push pins.
Correct. Is that a push pin on your uniform?
Pins.
We're talking about thumbtacks. Not a thumbtack.
You know what I mean?
It's a push pin.
Like, it's the most Oakland A's mother bleeping thing I ever seen in my life, that we're running around here in the middle of Market 6 doing big time Warriors, home of the Warriors. Niners about to start. We're going to be there on Monday night. We're doing the darn thing. And what do we have to keep up the signage behind our heads? Push pins. Like, nobody's even tried tape. We haven't even gotten to, like, Velcro or something crazy like that.
Velcro. I like that.
We got push pins.
Yeah, push pins.
And every day we're like, I bet this time they'll stay.
No, one side usually droops. There's some droopage. And it's, anyway, probably enough about banners.
That's probably enough. We move on.
Banners and push pins.
Yeah, glad you're with us. 888-957-9570 is the number.
I do want to hear more of the Shanahan quotes coming out. I know we talked a lot about Ricky Pearsall, and just this is the last Shanahan you're going to get until Monday. And I know there was a little bit of, I wouldn't call it McCaffrey news, but it was an eyebrow raise. I'm not forcing you to play it now, because I know we have great callers on the line, but just hearing he was going to speak today, I was a little press conference excited.
Yep.
Everything right now is getting me excited about football.
Well, that's good.
Like,
I do
even
see
the silly stuff.
Well,
you know?
I really hope that as we sit here and hear people's emotions, and we hear things like frustrated and anxiety and whatever, like feeling anxious, as we hear all that, I hope it's not ruining your excitement. Is it? You're all excited, right?
Yeah. You have to be excited.
Push pins.
I'm not coming back in.
For those of you not on the YouTube feed, the banner has fallen. The banner has fallen. Tear down that banner.
The banner is on the field. The banner is on the field.
I'm trying to hold it together.
I'm
trying to talk about my NFL excitement, and right behind you, just the saddest little double drop, too. Anyway.
Don't worry. We still have fat heads of me, Steiny, and Goo behind my head. So you can look at those. And then there's fat heads of you and Bonte and Joe behind your head. And a 95.7 The Game branding that is not put together by push pins.
It's not. It's actually with two-way sticky tape. But you had me thinking, and this is a quick aside, and just give me 1 minute on this. It might be a fun social media like bit to do. Your team of fatheads versus my team of fatheads. Like, who would you rather tailgate with? Who would you rather go to a Warrior game with? Who would you rather eat nachos with?
We should have done that, actually.
Willard, Steiny, and Goo versus me, Bonte, and Joe.
We should have done that at the summit yesterday. Have all of us holding our own fat heads and, like, hold it up. Like, who's, I don't know, who's seen the Niners win a Super Bowl before? Hold up your head, like, there, whatever. Yeah, okay. Everybody's old enough for that. But, all right, yeah, let's, we'll play some Kyle. We're going to have some fun with all of the primetime NFL games musical interludes coming up here in a little bit less than an hour or so. But let's keep going with you. What emotion are you feeling? 30 years since the Niners have won a Super Bowl. And that has you feeling what as we get this one started? Dollar Bill, San Francisco, what's going on? Thank you for calling.
Happy first day of football season, boys.
Let's go.
Yeah, Dollar.
Let's go.
I am super, super excited. And I feel like I got 2 points. One, I feel like I haven't called since the end of last year, but in the end of last season. But I feel like I have to call to talk the most privileged fan base off the ledge. Guys, this is the opening day of football. It's the greatest day of the year. We all have, for a Jets fan, the worst four-letter word, hope. Enjoy the game. You know, you could be a Jets fan. You could be a Browns fan. You guys are 49ers fans. Enjoy it. Embrace it. And Willard, one last thing on you being down in L.A., teaching your kids to be a Giants fan, good on you. That is good parenting. My daughters, I've been here for 28 years now. My daughters, the first word they ever learned how to spell was J-E-T-S. Yes.
I mean,
enjoy the season, boys.
You too, Dollar Bill.
Maybe it's selfish, but I look at sports, especially when, you know, everybody in the family loves it. I look at it as something that we're all going to do together. And if I had raised those people to be Dodgers and Lakers fans, we ain't doing nothing together.
That's a good point.
We're not doing this together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It'd be a lot harder.
Yeah, yeah,
when
for
Dodgers are cuffing your Giants around and your kids are running around the living room high-fiving.
Really? Can you imagine the playoffs in 2021?
Oh, my God.
Cody Bellinger hits one into right center field, and my kids are like, hey! They're like, get
hugging each
the
other.
Hell out of my house.
That would be wild.
Sheesh.
Dollar Bill's right, though, about...
He is.
And I'm still looking at this list of playoff teams and playoff wins since 94, and... The list cuts off at 5. They want you to pay for the bottom 7. So I've been kind of going through in my mind, like, which teams aren't listed. He just mentioned the Browns. They have 5 or fewer playoff wins since then. The Raiders.
Yeah.
The Raiders are another team. And as I'm going through in my mind, the Bears are a team that doesn't even have 5 playoff wins since 1994.
Not
so
surprising.
As we talk about sports privilege, you do have to, you know, keep that in mind about teams like that who haven't even sniffed a run.
For sure. And I don't think anybody's saying that they would trade places or that they don't have gratitude for being a 49er fan. What I think this is really from, the anxiety, the frustration, whatever you're all feeling, and hell, me too. I think it's not about any sort of hatred or disdain toward the 49ers. I think it's fear. The fear is that you're going to get through this period of good without one. So it's not about would you trade it for 10 years of bad, or do you think that Kyle Shanahan stinks, or Brock Purdy's not a good quarterback. I don't think it's really any of that. I think it's a fear of, dude, we had a great team and never got one. And that's why people, I think, say that the window's closing, because the window's not closing. The front office has shown that they know how to build a team, and you got a young quarterback you like.
The fear, I think, is that the window's closing. That's the fear part.
The fear is that players you love are going to get out this league without one. The fear is that George Kittle never going to get one.
Yes, but also the fear is that because they won't get one, then the window will close. It's kind of both things,
yeah,
I think, you know?
But I mean, the window, like, to me, I have faith in John and Kyle and Parag and everybody that the window will just sort of, like, stay open because you're going to make good decisions and spend and do good things. But I think The fear is that maybe you won't find the right players to replace these guys. And so you have to make good when you have a team that's good enough to do it. You know, and that's where I'll agree with people, where just one kind of does cement a legacy sometimes.
And it relieves the pressure.
Yes.
Because even if you're Grandy's age, and Mark Grandy, our technical director, who's 28, so you go back to the Harbaugh run, that was Pete Grandy, 15, 16, 17 years old. Harbaugh goes 36-11 in the regular year. You make two Connies, and you make a Super Bowl, and you don't win any of the three.
Yep.
And then, poof, it goes away. So it feels like already with Shanahan, you've had a longer crack at it than Harbaugh did, longer than Mariucci, certainly, and yet you still haven't broken through.
But don't forget, though, when you have the best team, even if you get one, there will still be fans that go, only one? Like Bobby Cox's Braves.
Right.
With all those pitchers. You only got one? And in fact, sometimes it doesn't even stop there. This is super crazy, but I know tons of Laker fans who are like, I can't believe Shaq and Kobe only got three. And then they got mad at each other and ruined what could have been at least two or three more. And they're still mad about it. So some of it's just your perspective.
And human nature. Yeah. And also, if you want to talk about the most privileged fan bases in America, the Lakers and Yankees would be one and two.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
As far as privilege, absolutely. The Cowboys have this false sense of privilege.
They're the most myopic.
Exactly. Yes. But even the Patriots. And I wonder, checking in on Patriots Sports Talk this year, now that they've had a season of reality and now another season where it looks like they're probably not going to be great again, fourth in the division seems very likely. I wonder how quickly they start to turn.
I don't know.
Because I'm looking, Mark, and since 94, they're 33-16 in the postseason with six rings in that same 30 years we talked about.
Yep.
The Niners are 20-13 with zero rings. I mean, 13 fewer rings, 13 fewer wins, but six fewer rings.
Six fewer rings. Yeah.
That's the part that stings.
That's how close they've been. And the Boston fan is just sobering up from the Celtics championship anyway.
Good call.
Just starting to sober up. Let's see. Jay in Castro Valley. Hey, Jay, thank you so much for calling. What's up?
Hey guys, I'm an old retired guy, 72 years old. I've had a lot of wonderful sports experiences living here in the Bay Area, where I've lived my whole life. I guess I'd say I start out every year hopeful, and I'm starting out hopeful this year because I've, I'm a Niner fan. I started off a Raider fan. I got my first job when I was in high school to buy Raider season tickets, and I had Raider season tickets through the whole glory years of the 70s with Kenny Stabler. And then they moved to LA, and I had a friend who had a condo up on D Street in Hayward, and his next door neighbor in the condo was Joe Montana.
Wow.
As a rookie. And Montana used to come over to his apartment. My friend had a huge record collection, and we'd be playing records and drinking beer and playing Atari football. And Montana would hang out with us.
But what?
So,
I was monster at Atari football, by the way. The old 3-on-3 with the one button and the joystick. I was tough to stop.
I mean, like, absolutely the same. How could you not be? There was only one button. Like, that's the whole problem generationally with, like, the Xbox now. And thank you very much, Jay.
Yeah, thanks,
Jay. That's the problem with it. You try to go play a teenager now.
Dude.
There's eight buttons, and they can seamlessly control all of them.
What does L1 do again?
I don't know. I pre-select my throw on every play. I'm like, I'm hitting
A. I need to go ahead.
I know where the A button is. We're doing the go route. All right, let's go to that guy in San Francisco. Hi, that guy. What are you doing?
Fellas, good afternoon. You guys are getting a great show, by the way. Couple things. I got an emotional story. And I'll make it quick on the 30 years of the Niners. But just, hey, Willard, I heard you the other day, brother, on that call to the Odd Couple. Absolutely phenomenal. That was a great call.
Oh, thanks, man.
And Dibs, you know, I've been rolling with you since day one back in the Rise Guys and KCVS. And I just wanted to know, and I'll give you my story here. I just wanted to know, Willard, when you pulled the money out of the Band-Aid box and called up pizza.
Yeah.
Did did Dibley deliver it to you? Because if he did, Dibs, you remember, you would take a slice and ease it together.
It's called the pick and push is what it is. I was right. The one who created the pick and push, and thank you for the callback. I actually did the pick and push to David Faustino from Married
with Children.
From Married with Children? He was a victim of the pick and push.
How'd that go for you? Did anybody ever chase you down?
No chance.
I'd have chased you down.
You wouldn't have counted the slices.
I know exactly how.
You take an extra large pie.
No chance.
And it's sliced into 12. If you remove the smallest of the 12 and you give it a little push around the edges,
there's no
nobody
way.
Ever counts the slices.
You never tried me.
I would pick and push you easy.
No, first of all, I didn't order extra large. What do you think? I'm crazy. I'm there by myself.
You can't pick and push on a small because it's cut into 8
exactly.
And the wedges are big.
Plus, I used to go to a pizza place. It was right there in Foster City, and it was called Go Getter's Pizza, and it was thick. It was thick. And it would they would cut the slices really really big, so that it would just be a small 6 slices.
Oh yeah,
and they were this kind of a triangle. You had no shot. There's no way if you'd even taken a bite of that thing.
Yeah, no chance.
I'd have chased you down the street.
And as a veteran pick and pusher, you have to pick your spots. Like with anything, you don't just go into every pizza you deliver, but you got an XL and you take a look inside the box. What's in the box? Not 12 slices. Might be 11. Might be 10 if your boy's hungry.
What kind of tipper was David Faustino?
They're pretty good.
Okay.
That was when I was delivering in the Valley.
I was going to say, where
Northridge.
Did you live?
Yeah, I was in Northridge.
God, this
That's
all
when I was working for Pizzasaurus Rex.
That was what it was called?
Pizzasaurus Rex.
You got to be kidding me.
No, two mediums for $12 on a Wednesday.
Still,
we were busy on Wednesday.
Still open?
I wonder.
Come on.
Just outside of Northridge.
Hang on. I'm going to I'll Google it. Oh,
I think
by
it's
the way.
Under different ownership for
probably.
Sure.
Probably. You know what's on my Googler right now? I should answer this question because people on the text line asked it like an hour ago. And we never
geez.
Well, no, but they were asking. Remember we were talking about the new kickoff rule?
Right.
And people were like, hey, it doesn't sound like you could do an onside kick anymore.
You can't.
Do you know the new rule?
Yes, you have to send a formal request to Roger Goodell to execute an onside kick. It goes before a board of governors, and then they... I'm being a little sarcastic.
I was going to say, this is an exaggeration
you have
sensation.
To declare,
if you
hey,
declare,
we're going to onside kick. Can you guys make sure you're ready for it?
Hold on.
So stupid.
Hold on. There's a second very important piece of the rule. You are right. You have
you
to
have
declare.
You have to be trailing, and it has to be the fourth quarter.
Do you have to be trailing?
You have to be, losing in the fourth quarter, okay. And you have to declare that it's going to happen.
Fourth quarter was, I knew it needed to be the fourth quarter. I didn't know you had to be trailing. You do?
Mm. Yep.
Wow.
Hey, dear Canada, this is the U.S. We're going to invade in about 3 weeks. We just wanted to give you proper notice. We're going to be lining up at the border here. We're coming to take your country.
Yeah.
That part really rankles me.
Yeah, the no surprise zone.
Because that was great. What was it? Sean Payton in the Super Bowl?
In the Super Bowl.
Came straight out of the locker room?
Yep. Yep.
Have I got a plan for you?
And he won that thing, too. He won a ring.
Yeah.
He won a ring. Yeah.
I don't know. It's just the robotic nature of our sport now. Everything's becoming so robotic.
I think that what we have to remember about this, whether you like it or not, is this is a television show. And onside kicks are boring as all hell. They don't work. Now, I don't know.
Surprise onside kicks work more than just your garden variety.
I think that they kind of actually got ready for those, too. If you think about it, when was the last time we got a surprise onside kick that worked?
I'd have to go back into the archives,
exactly.
But we're not going to ever see that again.
Yeah, because it wasn't working either, because people were ready for it once it happened on the biggest stage. And then the ones that you are ready for, you can still try it. I actually like the idea that I think they're moving toward, which is completely doing away with the onside kick. And I think the idea that got thrown out is, like, you go to your own 20, and it's 4th and 15.
Oh, that's your version of the onside kick.
And you get one play. You get one play. And the penalty is if you don't get it, the other team's already got the ball in the red zone.
Yeah.
But if you're trailing with 3 minutes to go, why the hell not?
That feels to me like the automatic runner at second in the 10th inning. It's just too contrived and too cockamamie for me.
Well,
it's not real football.
Yeah, but contrived and cockamamie becomes like... reality real quick.
At times.
You got an extra inning baseball game, and you're like, there goes Bob to second base. Contrived and cockamamie, but we're doing it.
But it's stupid.
But we're doing it.
We're doing it because what we thought, and I wonder if they eventually go back because... You know, they did that for time of game in many ways and also to not tax a poor pitching staff.
The players' union loves it because they don't want to play 18 innings. You guys,
right,
was
they get
it
paid
you,
the same.
Was it you or FP? Someone had, I think, what is the absolute best solution here. You can.
I think it was me.
Do that.
No, it was.
What was
10th inning, play it normal.
Yeah.
11th inning, runner at second. 12th inning, runner at second, third.
I was thinking.
13th inning, they're loaded.
I was thinking 10th and 11th inning, play it regular. 12th inning, put the runner at second. And do that every inning after that. You don't need to keep slower, you know,
slapping. I like escalating it. Like, by the 17th inning, you're pitching underhand. And I get to use a metal bat.
No,
let's get this thing over
17th
with.
17th inning, you just get a T. We're done with no pitchers.
That's right.
There's a T. Can you hit it over the fence? Just bring Bonds up. Boom.
Gone.
Yeah. Like, whatever. We're never going to see the 17th inning again. But the big tell is, and this is what I don't love, if you've got a sport that suddenly decides that when you get to the playoffs, they got to go back to their old rule, that's a tell. That's a tell that it's a bad rule.
Exactly.
And that's what baseball does. And I can put a runner second in the playoffs. You just got to play it.
Yeah,
so
play baseball.
Yeah, that's the way it should be, I think. All right. We're sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's been 30 years since the 49ers have won the Super Bowl. So what is your emotion that you're feeling now as we move toward the start of this season? And I'm going to do this at every break. 1 hour and 53 minutes away.
Mm-mm.
Chiefs, Ravens. What is the opening theme? Don't play it yet, Grandy. We'll play with that in a little bit as well on Willard and Dibbs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Moderately quick aside.
Okay.
Because we're football. We're football.
We are.
Your brain has footballs in it right now.
I do feel a little bit of some ADD radio happening because there's so much going on. Like, there's baseball and the season starting, and we still have Aaron Rodgers and Jets and Niners, and the summit was yesterday. It just, there's a lot going on today.
What do you mean there's baseball? There's no baseball.
There's no.
Baseball ended.
Oh, I forgot about that. You did that whole obituary epitaph thing. Right. It still is on in the studio somehow.
I'm a Giants fan.
Yeah. I put it on because I am a Giants fan.
That was crazy. That was crazy. We're here doing a show, and I'm like, why are the Giants still playing? I thought, is this some sort of exhibition or something?
Totally.
Some sort of postseason tryout thing? They're looking for new people? Anyway, they did. They walked off the Diamondbacks today, and they did it with Patrick Bailey's first hit since January.
Seems like an exaggeration.
Maybe a slight one, but anyway, yeah, he doubled.
He had two hits today, actually.
I know he did.
And three RBIs.
Yeah, which was all of the RBIs. That's all of the RBIs. Did he actually have three RBIs?
He did. It was a bloop single early in the game. I think it was at the bases loaded that drove in two.
That drove in the first two. Yeah, they won 3-2. All right. So, but the big story is late last night, Jeff Passan with a Twitter bomb at like, what time was that? What time did that thing come through? The Jeff Passan thing.
10 o'clock, 9:30. Feels
like
late.
Feels like it was past 10. It definitely feels like it was past 10. I got to scroll back.
I saw you guys firing some late night tweets.
Yeah,
and I was like, I'm half of one eye. It was one eye mode. So,
Matt Chapman is staying with the Giants long term.
I love it. I like the move.
You blow up the opt out years and immediately launch into a 6-year deal at $25 million per year with a $1 million kicker, little signing bonus in there. So it's a 6-year, $151 million deal. Matt Chapman is your Giants third baseman for a while now, all the way until he's 37 years old. And so the predictable stuff is all there, which is he was a really good player for the Giants this year, and he's a good leader. He's obviously a phenomenal third baseman. He's a plus hitter, not a great hitter. Don't want him hitting third or fourth, but definitely a net positive. You want him on your team. I think he clearly really feels comfortable with the Giants because don't forget, that's a Scott Boras client that just signed in September.
That's crazy.
That's nuts in and of itself for 6 years. So Chappie is clearly very comfortable, wants to stay, and in a press conference earlier today, let slip that he's talked to a bunch of people in free agency. I've already talked to free agents who really want to join the Giants. So there's that. There's that. And that's all fine. And I think there's a financial commitment there that feels good if you're a Giants fan. You may feel like this holds on to Chapman until he's too old. There's some risk there, no doubt about that. But again, all in all, him staying on the team as something you can count on as a Giants fan, I think is a good thing. Here's what I don't get. I have heard from so many people, this seems to be a lot of people's initial reaction to the Matt Chapman contract. Oh, guess that means Farhan's staying. Why does it mean that? I'm not saying if he's staying or going. I have no idea if he's staying or going. But I'm curious as to why that seems to mean that to people. I heard Guru say it. Among many who feel like that is a sign that ownership is keeping Farhan Zaidi beyond this year. Why does signing one player have anything to do with that at all?
Because it feels like if a move this big is being made, it's being made by Farhan, and you wouldn't let a lame duck make a move like this unless you thought that you had faith that he was still doing a heck of a job and that you wanted to keep him around. That's what that thinking is. I can look a little bit beyond that relationship or that paradigm and see that it's a player who is probably worth $25 million a year, really good defensive player. He's a good giant, and the manager, I don't think, is in trouble, and the manager loves having him, and the ownership is probably thrilled to have him be a giant. So this move could have nothing to do with Farhan Zaidi, or it could have everything to do with Farhan Zaidi.
I think it's got nothing to do with Farhan Zaidi. Like, at what point does a general manager stay safe just because he signed a player? If that were the case, nobody would ever leave. Like, they're like Jung-Hoo Lee is signed for 4 more years. Well, we wouldn't move on from Farhan. Why?
This is a new deal, and that's what makes people think that this would indicate that Farhan is safe. But the other part of it too, Mark, is he's got. If you're going to fire Farhan, then if you're really that mad about having him in that job, you would have done it already, and you would have moved on. And if he still is in the job, then he's going to try to do his job, which is things like this. And if he wants to sign Matt Chapman to a 6-year, $151 million deal, he has to go to ownership anyway. So even if you are going to move on from Farhan Zaidi, you might as well have him continue to do his job.
Well, of course. And that's kind of what I'm getting at. Like, first of all, you want to know what this is a sign of for people who all think this means Farhan is safe? It's a sign that he's not making all of these decisions by himself. He never has. Like, that's not the way any team works. Nobody's making decisions all by themselves. There's consultation, there's approval, there's money that moves, and they've been working on the Chapman thing for a while. And again, I'm not saying that Farhan is going to get let go. I'm not saying that. I don't know. I don't know if they know yet. What I'm saying is I don't think that last night's news suddenly means Greg Johnson's like, oh, God, I was totally going to let him go, and now he went and signed a player, so now I got to keep him. Or nor does it mean that Johnson and Farhan conspired to do this, and now that means that he's got some sort of vote of confidence. Like, I think that everybody there looked at what you just said and what I just said, which is that Matt Chapman really wants to stay. They really like him. They were able to find finances that they think worked. And so you do that. Yeah. And ownership very well may be looking at it going, like, yeah, no matter what we do with our front office, we're going to want that guy playing third base.
Exactly.
Yeah. And
you could look at the tea leaves on all the things that you just said, and you could see Chapman going to Scott Boras and saying, hey, Scott, this is where I want to be, so why don't you go ahead and get this done for me, because I don't want to wait until, I don't know, early March, like other of your clients have had to do. So they want me, I want to stay. And I just looked at his deal. He had $55 million left in theory, 2 opt-ins and then a mutual,
yep,
which would have accounted for $55 million. So he gets the stability of knowing he'll be here and getting a nice healthy raise too on top of that.
Absolutely. Look, I thought it was clear all year. He feels super comfy here, right? It's not just, there's Bowmel, there's the Bay Area. He's been here before. He's here again. At times it looked a little wobbly. At times it looked really good. But in the end, the final analysis is the defense is phenomenal and the offense is good enough. I think you said like a half hour ago, like, yeah, you'd love to have him as my seventh hitter.
Even your sixth.
Even sixth. Yep. And you can get away with a game or two where he's hitting fifth or whatever. I don't think he's your third or fourth hitter. I don't think he's a top four in the lineup hitter. Strikes out a little bit too much. But the net of Matt Chapman is very positive. And I do think in terms of a leadership role, especially as you've got a baseball team that's going to start turning some of these positions over to young players, you're going to have a Ramos, you're going to have a Fitzgerald, and then Jung-Hoo Lee is going to come back. We'll see who else is a part of the young brigade that may or may not be a part of this next year. You got to have somebody in their 30s that's done all the stuff and kind of just holds it down. And he's that completely. So I don't know. It made all the sense in the world to me. And sure, Farhan may well be here beyond this year. That's absolutely a possibility. I just didn't see this contract as a sign of that at all.
I didn't see it as a sign of anything. And I've been saying for weeks that I think that Farhan Zaidi deserves to keep his job, because a lot of the things that unraveled, I don't necessarily put at his doorstep. You had players underperform, and you know the fact that the product is mostly dull. They've made some changes late here to bring up some young guys, and Fitzgerald popped, and McCray looks exciting, and so you do have some hope on the horizon, but I didn't see this move as connected at all. The one thing I did think about the move, though, with Chapman getting an extension, is this makes sense for who they should try to be. You're not going to get sluggers in here who are free agents. You need to get back to pitching and defense. And this year, your team's been sloppy. You've been a sloppy ball club. Matt Chapman is not a sloppy third baseman. So pitching and defense, this cornerstone goes a long way toward ensuring that in the future.
Well, I think that's a very, very good point, which is that needs to be in this ballpark the priority. But at the same time, also, I guess maybe you don't want to count Matt Chapman as a quote-unquote slugger. He's not going to hit 40, but he's going to hit 20. He's going to hit 25.
Yeah.
He could hit 30 if things go well for him. You know what I mean? And that's as a right-handed hitter. You know, yeah, you're probably right. Like, let me be the 18th to say, Juan Soto's not coming.
Yeah.
Juan Soto's not coming.
Right.
So, like,
I mean, Bryce Eldridge, maybe we can all hold our breath for Bryce in 2026.
And he represents what I wanted to respond to something you said, though, with regard to, like, this year's not Farhan's fault. Sort of like the point I made at the summit yesterday. Do you want to look at this in terms of macro, or do you want to do it in terms of micro? I think for Kyle Shanahan, macro works really well. Macro's like, dude,
you're always good.
You came in here and built a roster, and now this is awesome every year. Great job. Micro is, why did you take a knee with a minute to go before halftime instead of trying to drive down the field? Or why didn't you run the ball after the interception in the Super Bowl? Or this, that, the other. You can micro Kyle Shanahan. This is sort of the opposite, I think, what you just did with Farhan. If you want to micro his last offseason, even the things that didn't work, the Jorge Soler's, even those things, Blake Snell for the first half of the season, I can look at that last offseason and go, dude, I totally see what you're doing. I totally see what you're doing, and I don't really think that those areas that didn't go well were your fault. But the macro... yikes.
Yeah.
That's where Farhan's demerits are just all over the place. Plenty of good moves, plenty of good trades, plenty of diamonds in the rough.
Yeah.
But the macro of your farm system went up and then it turned around and went right back down through the floor.
Yep.
You've not been able to nail the free agents. This is your third 500 to sub 500 year in a row. Your prospect that we've been waiting on for 4 years got to the big leagues and suddenly realized he can't catch a baseball.
Yeah, that's tough.
Holy crap, Dibs.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's super embarrassing.
And all of the prospects we've been waiting on all got a chance to flash, and Elliot Ramos did, and he looks legit, but Matos, he looks like a 4A player more and more, and Casey Schmidt just can't. He can't do more than short-term rentals. He's still stuck in Airbnb mode. He can't even get a month-long lease up here.
And I'm not going to get overly excited yet about Bryce Eldridge. Like, I love it, too. The highlights on social media are a ton of fun. It's a great thing to watch before you go to bed. Makes you feel good about yourself. Off you go. It's been a AA for 3 days.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to now project that this guy's going to be a star in the big league someday soon? Sorry. We've done this already. I'm old enough to remember when Marco Luciano was a moment away, and he's going to be a star, going to take over this league. Actually, turns out he's not even a major leaguer, let alone a good one.
Yeah.
He can't pick up a ball.
It's tough.
Like, hate to see what?
Ground ball, yeah.
This guy been at shortstop in the minor leagues for 5 years, and he gets here, and you just go, oh, my God, I never looked to see if he can catch.
Maybe he's better on fly balls.
A baseball?
Put him on left. Let's give him a shot in the outfield. So let him track down some flies.
The macro ain't going well. And I think you have a hard time right now looking at the macro and feeling good about sort of that front office direction. Because what bothers me, because we're all out here, fans and media, we can all have our big opinions and have no consequence for them. What gets me about Farhan is not your opinion, not my opinion, not Grandy's opinion, not Bonte and Joe, not Sam Lubman on garlic fries and baseball. That doesn't get me. What gets me is that I know there are people in the building who are not cool with this. There was an Instagram post the other day about Farhan potentially losing his job. You know who liked it?
No.
You want to whoop, hit the heart.
Buster Posey?
Not Buster Posey. He's not that dumb. I don't think he's on Instagram that much either. Evan Longoria.
Liked it. Wow. Whoop.
He's like, whoop.
I'm going to give that a like.
Whoop. Yep. I'm going to push that button right there.
He's in Arizona, right?
Not anymore. He's done.
Oh, he's done.
Yeah.
I thought he was still playing this year.
I don't know if he got hurt or whatever. Okay. Yeah, whatever. No, but he's...
But Longo liked it.
Yeah.
Longo down on Farhan.
You like that? Longo liked that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like that.
Well,
yeah.
And I think that the prevailing sentiment is if this ends the way it looks like it's going to end, which is with a fizzle, not a sizzle, somebody's going to have to ultimately pay because that's the way it goes. And no, I think
it's not a rule.
Well, when you have a fan base as lethargic as they've become, and you're a great example, you steadfastly won't go and support this product unless they're in a pennant race. And well, that ship has sailed. So the last game you went to, I believe, was mid to late July after the All-Star break. And you're a guy who probably would have gone to 4 to 6 other games, let alone some of the last games were seriously in it.
For
so, you know, you are, I think, symbolic of exactly what's gone wrong. And so if they're trying to change and get fans excited again, that change may have to happen.
We want to let you hear what Kyle Shanahan said about Ricky Pearsall. So we'll do that in a sec. Last thing is this. I've said for a while, you want an indicator or something to watch with regard to the front office and the job safety and everything. Watch September attendance. So what do we get on Monday night? We got the lowest crowd of the year.
Yep.
What do we get on Tuesday night?
I think it's about the same, right?
Even lower.
Even lower?
And Birdie tells me that your Birdie tells me that your 22,000, which is what was announced last night, maybe a little bit more than half of that
showed up.
Was actually there.
That's usually about right.
Estimation sensation was about 12.
Oh boy.
Okay.
That's like the first season post pandemic.
Yeah. And I have no idea what was out there today, but being in the middle of the day on a school day now in September, I got to think, you know, probably not good, Bob.
Looked like more than 12 actually there.
Okay.
Just from what
beautiful
I was seeing.
Day, but
spectacular day.
Yeah. So anyway, we were talking about Pearsall. Back on the field today, just cruising. I mean, not in a helmet, but he's just out there in his t-shirt and sneaks, hanging out with his teammate. 5 days after being shot in the chest, it's Kyle Shanahan.
It's kind of been amazing just watching him. I'm going to get him to see him Sunday, Monday, for him to be able to walk around and stuff with that happening. And you know, talking to the people at the ER, you know, saying out of like 100 people, 2 people have survived that. And to be able to see him the next day and just that he's able to walk, he's coming to meetings, he's doing all that. But, you know, he wants to go a while, you know, a week or so without trying to work up a sweat. And then after that, he'll start his rehab and progress again back.
Starting rehab. In a week. Just start rehab. I can't get over it. That's a breathtaking statement that he just made there. Talking to doctors, 2 out of 100 would survive that.
And that's just crazy. And not only because he's young and fit and healthy, but because of the way the bullet traveled through his body, to not hit any major artery in the neck and chest area is just a miracle when you think about it. And if you get hit below, you know, the sternum all the way down to the waistline or from the breastplate down, you have so many organs in there, it's almost impossible for that to travel. And if it hits the rib cage, there's going to be some ricochet that happens. And so that bullet's going to go a different direction and it's going to wind up catching something. To get shot where he did is so incredibly lucky. On the right side, not the left, upper right, below the shoulder, below the neck, the carotid artery, above the aortas and the ventricles that come spilling off the heart through the rest of your body. It's just, it's a miracle.
It's insane. It's insane to even see the video of him walking around out there. It's really kind of breathtaking. Here's a little bit more on the Pearsall situation from Shanahan.
It was really tough. We didn't know exactly, you know, we just knew that he got shot, and that was all we knew. And then it took us about an hour to figure out what the hospital was and things like that, because he just made a couple calls to people, so we had it from them, but none of us knew where he was or anything. And this was, you know, it's like at 3:30. By the time that we got to him, it was good, because by the time we found out where he was, we got to him. It was real cool. He FaceTimed me. That was like the first time I knew he was all right. You know, I got a call like 20 minutes before that saying he was conscious, he was talking, that he was going to survive and all that. But then he FaceTimed me right after from his bed. It was real upbeat. Like, it was really amazing, because that hour, when you hear about a shooting, we didn't know where it was or anything, so you just assume the worst. Then to hear it was in the chest, you don't think that usually goes that well. And then he actually had to talk to him like 15 minutes after that, and just talk to a guy that seems like he's okay. Obviously, he's got a bad, horrible injury, and there's a huge mental side that'll go to that that he's got to work through for a while. But it was a lot of emotions.
Okay. I mean, that's how it went down.
A lot of emotions. Telling the police officer, I'm going to die. And she says, no, you're not. No, you're not. God's with us. Breathe through it. You're going to be okay. And then, okay, let's go out there and play football. No, it's going to take, I don't even know how long it takes, you know, to get over something like that.
Yeah, I have no sense of what they've told him. But obviously, he was able to leave the hospital 24 hours later. And now he's hanging out in Santa Clara. I do want to answer this real quick. Someone from the 925 Xfinity Mobile text line was like, why didn't they give him an off week? Hold on a second. Niners didn't require anything of Ricky Pearsall.
Oh, he's going to get fined now. I mean, what are we doing? Imagine. All right, Ricky, failure to report. That's going to be $2,500.
Yeah, Ricky wants to be there. He's obviously been medically cleared to be there. But understand, he's not doing anything. He's just there. He's there. He's watching. I could tell you this. If I got shot and I was lucky enough to just be up and around a few days later, I would want to be as close to my people as possible. And so I'm sure that's the emotion that's driving this. Right. Ricky wants to be around his teammates. You know, he's still got that same brain, which was preparing to play a football game on Monday, his first ever NFL game. So right. He has to have a ton of excitement about this moment. And now he's not going to be around for a month, but I'm sure he wants to stay at least as close to it as he possibly can. And So that's what this represents.
Well, and I didn't even think about it in terms of those highs and lows, where you come in, you get drafted first round, you're injured, you get better, you're injured again, you're starting to get better, you do an autograph signing, you're trying to buy luggage for your first road trip, and then bam, you get shot. So everything that was building toward the culmination of a life's hard work, you're going to get to play an NFL game for the 49ers. And then this happens. And then you go from the lowest of lows to the highest of highs of, oh my God, I'm going to be okay. Not only did I live, but I'm going to be all right to play in a month. It's what an emotional roller coaster.
It's absolutely crazy. So awesome. Awesome. Just awesome to see him out there. Okay, speaking of awesome, so we're getting close, man. We're getting close. We've got 1 hour. Is it 5:15 or 5:20? Actual kick.
Yeah, I'm going to say
I feel like the Thursday night games jump on me sometimes, where I'm like, it's 5:20, and you turn it on at 5:20, and they're already...
5:20.
Okay, 5:20, good. Because I'm like, sometimes turn on at 5:20, and they're already on the opponent's 48-yard line. I'm like, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
All right, so 5:20. So we've got ourselves 1 hour and 24 minutes.
There you go.
Until the NFL season starts. And we are going to get you ready in all kinds of ways, including this. Our mutual friend from WFAN, Brandon Tierney, Tiki Tierney, all of that through the years.
Hey, yo, yo.
Exactly. And obviously a veteran once upon a time of 95.7 The Game. And is he like a Jets honk or something like that?
He's a New York guy. I'm pretty sure he likes gangrene.
Yeah. So he's going to hop in here and have some fun with us. Coming up next, we're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. This is Willard and Dibbs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend.
My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.